Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Little Monsters Movie Podcast. I'm Dino.
I'm Ted.
And today we're talking Monster Squad 1987.
This is one I've been waiting to do.
Oh, this was awesome.
This is what I proclaim was the last good movie they ever made, except Fury Road.
Yeah, it was really good. And I got to tell you, I sat down.
Never saw it, right?
I never saw it before. And I got to tell you, I sat down with my wife and my two kids, 10.
Oh, they all watched
10
it.
And 6. Yeah. And
whole family.
Not knowing that there's some swear words in here and some adult themes.
It's PG-13.
Yeah. There's some. Oh, you know what? Before I get to anything, I want to let you guys know we got a brand new website up. It's the Little Monsters Movie Podcast.com. Yep. So that's all. It's simple now. And there's links to everything right on that page. So makes it very, very simple.
Consolidated.
Yeah.
So consolidating our power and our grasp of the internet.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
And anyways, getting back to the... You know what? That's not a bad idea. We'll take it over. Anyways, I had the kids in bed watching it with me. And they were holding theirs and saying, oh my God, they're saying bad words. But, you know, I just explained to them, they're bad words, but just don't say them and you're fine.
Right.
But I had no idea that it was, it's a kids.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the 80s were different.
But that's what
kids
would say. And
right, and the 80s were different. Right. I mean, everybody nowadays, you know.
All right, there's a couple of un-PC words that they use in movies. But, again, it's an 80s movie, and that's what they put in movies. And,
yeah.
You know, nowadays, you wouldn't get that. I don't think we'd even get this movie, period. But it's very reminiscent of Lost Boys, the Goonies especially.
Yep.
I don't know why it doesn't have a... I know it's got like a cult following.
Right.
And
it was... who did it? Fred Decker.
He also did...
Night of the Creeps. Which we... I was debating whether to do that next week, but we'll talk about
it. We could, because it's a good movie too.
Yeah. But, Jason Herbie was in it from The Wonder Years. The older brother.
I was meaning to look up his name because I couldn't think of it. Why does he always play a douche? And every... I know him in
Pee-wee's
Big Adventure.
He's got that look to him that...
And, of course, yeah, Wonder Years. What else has he been in? I know he's been in other stuff, but...
But, wow, you know what? I'd have to look that up.
But
Wonder Years...
He plays
a jerk
really well. I'm sure he could do something more. But I like him. I mean, he always plays that kind of character.
Oh,
really cool.
And I love in the movie when he is a douche and puts, bullies the one kid.
Oh, yeah, when we start talking about
the bigger kid, yeah.
Fat kid. And that's they call him Fat Kid in the movie.
Yeah.
You'd never do that now.
No. But he beats him up, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah, Fat Kid.
But, this was an awesome movie.
Was it 87? I can't remember.
87.
I didn't see it in the theater. It's just, you know, it was one of those things you see on the shelf at the video stores when you had the mom and pop video stores.
Yeah.
And, it's like, this looks cool. This, you know.
You got the classic Dracula, the Mummy.
Yeah, so this movie's it's about a group of kids who find out that monsters are invading their town and no one's believing them.
Well, first they have their monster club.
Right, they're very interested in monsters as it is, the classic monsters.
Yeah, so before this happens even,
this is kind of like what we have right here. It's like a monster club.
Exactly. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's another thing I like. Their club, they have this huge...
The treehouse?
Oh, it's a joy.
Awesome.
They got a treehouse up in this big
Every
tree.
Every kid would want.
Yeah, and usually
all kinds
that's,
of cool old monster posters hanging out.
It's awesome.
And they just sit up there and talk about monsters.
Yeah, that's
who,
it.
Who could beat who and...
Who's got, what skills and level of, how do you kill this guy or that monster?
Wolfman couldn't drive a car. He could if he had to. I mean, the things that kids would argue about.
Yeah. I mean, even to this day, I would love to make a treehouse.
For myself.
Yeah, for myself. Yes. I got two kids, but...
No. No kids allowed.
we'll get a treehouse and we'll do our podcast up in a treehouse.
Yeah. If our belt can do it in the desert, we can do it in a treehouse.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Monster Club.
Yeah,
but
anyways, yeah, they
monsters are descending on their town led by Dracula. And these are all classic. I mean, they're the universal monsters. They got a little different looks to them, copyrights, I guess.
Yeah,
but it's the classic characters. It's Dracula, Frankenstein's monster, the Mummy, the Wolfman and the Gillman or creature, who looks very different, but I think he looks awesome.
Yeah, he looks very, very good. Mm-hmm. Gillman, I think the mummy looks really cool too.
Oh, absolutely.
Looks more like a zombie kind of.
And there's a couple of great monster deaths in this movie. I think Wolfman and the mummy especially get awesome death scenes.
Yeah, when we get to that, yeah, that's going to be great. And Frankenstein looks more dead than the original.
Yeah, he looks fantastic.
I mean, they all look great. Other than Dracula, who's just got some white ring. Right. You know, but what can you do with Dracula, I guess?
Played by Tom Noonan. The only thing I remember him from is Manhunter.
Okay.
I remember from Manhunter playing the Tooth Fairy.
Remington Steele? Oh, no, man, that's a different movie show. That was Pierce Brosnan. I'm just joking.
Special effects with Stan Winston.
Yeah.
And the special effects are really, really awesome.
They are very good in this. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the characters, other than Dracula, I mean, the makeup and the way they look were just awesome. They look great.
Right. There's more than a few little shout-outs or tributes to the old classic Universal Monsters. The way it starts off, there's a little prologue, a little text telling you that Transylvania Van Helsing, you know, had this plan. He and this band of fighters were going to destroy Dracula forever and condemn evil to the netherworld or whatever. Yeah. And I love the last sentence, they blew it.
Right at the end.
And it shows them trying, you know.
Isn't it going up to, it's just like scrolling on the screen.
Right, so, exactly. Yeah. And it's like 1885 or 87, whatever it is, and they're fighting Dracula and they bring this. We'll find out later. It has to be a virgin who says these words.
Yeah,
and
they bring this young girl
amulet to open up a portal to suck all the monsters in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't quite work out. So, but what we'll find is that.
But it does open up the
Van Helsing gets sucked into the portal.
Yeah,
and we find that his followers, his compatriots, they hid the jewel, the amulet.
Yeah,
and they hid it somewhere protected. We'll see later on it's hidden and there's crosses and things all over the place so that Dracula could never get to it.
Yep.
And supposedly, you know, in 100 years, they'll get another shot. We'll find that out in a little while. But the beginning, the little prologue that takes place in 1800s is kind of cool. And then we get to modern times, you know. But the part with Dracula, the beginning part, I do have to say when... it's just like the beginning of the old Todd Browning movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. Except it's in color, the creepy.
Oh, you know, how he's the casket. Kind of. Yeah.
And even in the original Dracula, there's a possum, like a mean looking possum in one of the scenes in the early.
Yeah.
One. And even in this movie, there's I don't know if it's a possum or an armadillo or something, but a rodent just like that, just like scurrying across the floor.
There was an armadillo too, and I think a possum. Armadillo, possum. I mean,
so that there's that little. You know, I noticed that. I noticed, he had three wives. Three concubines in the original. He's got three in this one.
Yeah, when he comes to present time, which is cool.
And even in this, he had his three little wives at the beginning. There, they staked them.
Yeah, yeah. Then we get to the present day and the monster squad.
I don't know if you ever mentioned what town this is. It's almost like a town, just like in The Burbs.
Yeah, pretty much. Kind of.
Houses look exactly the same. And it starts off with probably a couple kids like us being called into the principal's office.
Smart alecky.
Drawing monster pictures in class when they should be doing science.
Yeah.
And I love how the one kid, I think his name is, Sean? Is his name Sean?
I'm not going to go with names this time because I can't remember any of the kids' names.
Sean, Patrick.
Okay.
I think it's Sean and Patrick that are in the principal's office.
We know a fat kid.
Fat kid whose name is Horace.
And who's
and the greaser guy?
Yeah.
Rudy.
Rudy, okay.
And Sean's little 5-year-old sister, Phoebe.
Okay.
And there's another little kid named Eugene.
Yeah, that's right, Phoebe, okay, because she's the little girl, who...
Such a cute kid.
Love when she befriends Frankenstein later on.
That's another thing. Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about that. That's another little shout-out to the original Frankenstein film. But, Sean, he's wearing, a shirt. It looks like it was made at Daffy Dan's. If you're from Northeast Ohio, you know what Daffy Dan's is.
Daffy Dan's T-shirt company.
Yeah, it used to be a place where you could just go pick out a pattern to put on a T-shirt and make the old iron
stamp
press.
Stamp it right on. It's awesome.
It always had a double D on the...
Daffy Dan's.
Yeah. You know, if it doesn't have two Ds in the sleeve, it's just underwear. And it says Stephen King rules.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very cool. There's shout-outs to, like, you know, the other horror stuff and all that.
Right.
And the principal's a smart aleck. I mean, he's just mean.
Like
and
science.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah.
Like, in his own way, he thinks, you know, by talking like that, I'm hip, man. Like, he's trying to reach these kids, like, get down to their level, and they're not buying it for a second.
It's like Freaks and Geeks, too. I don't know if you've seen that.
I've never watched it. I know of it.
Oh, my God. There's only one season of that, but Judd Apatow. You got to watch Freaks and Geeks. That's actually one of my favorite of all time, too.
Really?
Wonder Years, Freaks and Geeks. Only one season. It sucked, man, but... It's a great one season.
That's why I don't watch shows until they're like four seasons in.
Oh, but you still got to watch Freaks and Geeks because... Okay. Great. But yeah, then we, they get out of the principal's office.
Doesn't look like they got any trouble. He just told me to shape up, ship out, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they're making fun of their teacher, I guess, drawing a picture. When they say spider with a human head or something, that's what they were drawing pictures of. And then I think we're going to meet Fat Kid.
Yeah.
Very NPC to say that, but that's his name in the movie, Fat Kid.
Yep. Out in the schoolyard.
And he's getting picked on by Jason Hervey from Wonder Years.
Doesn't the Fat Kid, he opens up a candy bar, too?
Yeah, he's got a Snickers bar, and he's reading a Wonder Woman comic book. Not bothering anybody. But this D-bag decides he's going to pick on him and act like a big man.
Yeah.
You know, knocks his candy bar on the ground, stomps on it, and he takes his comic book and rips his comic book in half.
Oh, yeah. Just everything douchebag.
Exactly.
And just gets on top of him.
Oh,
and then,
yeah. It's just like smacking him. Not even, you know, just being a... just smack.
But that's when I love
it. That's even more insulting than if he was getting punched, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, all the kids start gathering around. And then we meet Rudy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Rudy. And
he's like the Fonz.
Yeah, the Fonzie. Yeah, he comes riding up on his bike. Lights a cigarette.
I know.
Little kid.
It's not even like, it's not like a motorcycle. It's just like a stupid bike. It's not even like a cool bicycle.
It is funny because he looks older than he is.
Yeah.
Even though he's just a little, he's a kid.
Yeah, and he says, you know, you're messing with my friend Horace. And
he sticks up for the fat kid.
And that's cool.
I love that.
Because there always was a guy like that.
Yeah.
That would, you know, stick up for
I was like that in school, man. Ted used to be down on the ground getting punched in his gut, and I
saved me.
I'm joking. I didn't know you had that early in school, anyways, yeah. But
and he makes Jason Hervey pick up the candy. He's like, "You dropped your candy bar."
Because he smashed. He put his foot on.
Yeah, he's like, "No, that's not mine. That's pick it up."
And he's going, "Oh man,
yeah, you know,
really,
you're not gonna, no, I can't." And he does. He makes him pick up this smooshed Snicker bar and take a big bite out of it.
I love it.
And it's just righteous. And then we don't see him again, I think, until closer to the end. I think his name's AJ.
Jason Hervey we're talking about, not the greaser kid, because he becomes part of the, he wants to become part of the monster.
Yeah, side. I think that's partly it, too. He wants to become part of it, but they...
Fat Kid asked the
he said, let's
kids,
invite him, you know? And they decide the only way that they can really let him in is monster quiz.
Yes, they got to test him, see if he knows about killing monsters.
And right where they decide that they're going to do it, they're passing by... a house. And
yes.
There's an old man who lives in the house, and they call him Scary German Guy.
The old German Nazi spy.
There's Scary German Guy's house.
And he's peeking out of the window, you know.
Right.
Typical scary guy, but he's probably the nicest guy around.
Ends up being one of the heroes in the movie, which we'll get to. And some really, you know, he's got one really great scene in that film, which we'll talk about. And so the kids are going to head off to the to the clubhouse, give him this monster test, and then we see an airplane in the sky.
Yeah.
And I love, did you catch the name of the plane?
I don't think I did.
Browning. Todd Browning.
No,
director of Dracula.
I missed that.
Yep, so another little shout there.
Ugh.
And they are, I know one of the guys driving the plane, he was in Sopranos. That's what I remember him from.
Oh, yeah, that's right,
he's one of the gangsters in Sopranos.
Exactly,
But, so a lot of, there's actually a handful of people that I do recognize from a lot of other things in these movies.
And they were flying the plane, right?
They were flying. It's just a little cargo plane, and they have a bunch of crates, and one of them says Frankenstein, and it says Bavaria on it.
Right.
And they hear some rattling back there, so they said they're going to go check it out. And a bat just comes right out, flies at the dude, scares him, and that bat... Turns into Dracula.
Yep.
He's and Dracula is now beginning.
And it's all red too.
I mean, it's like blood
scene or something. Even though just to make that ambiance,
and
like Dracula.
You know, he's gathering his minions. That's what he's doing.
Yep. And I love how what he opens up the chute to the plane, yeah. You know, where it drops out cargo or whatever.
Right.
And he's just floating there in midair.
Yeah, I don't know how high up they are, if they would get sucked out. I don't know what altitude you have to be at to get sucked out of a plane.
Well, he's still just floating there. I mean, because this Dracula does turn into a bat. I mean, literally, and he's
flying. Yeah, because I was thinking, wouldn't everything get sucked out? But maybe they're not up that high. But yeah, Dracula.
Could be.
He's standing right over the
hatch.
His cape pulls off.
But I'm still floating.
And then he turns into the bat, and you see him flying down the ground.
Yeah.
But, and he gets the crates.
Right.
He knocks the crate out, too. So the crate drops down. It's going to splash.
All the way down in the swamp.
Thank God there was a snot. Swamp. I was going to say snot.
Snot. Good thing there was a big, giant snot on the ground. Yes. But, it falls into the swamp. And, lucky there was a swamp.
The same
there.
Swamp that evidently the Gill Man lives in.
Yeah, because the crate only says Frankenstein on it, but
there's a few stretches of the imagination this movie.
Yeah,
this is fun movie.
He could have been napping with Frankenstein in the crate.
No, I don't think so.
No, yeah, no, I guess that's true.
I don't think they get along too well.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's right. That's true.
Bill May smells like fish, and
Frankie don't like tuna fish.
So they go back to the clubhouse.
I love how in the clubhouse they have a perfect view on the one window
of the kid's sister's room.
Of the kid's sister's room, who's very grown up and has always got the bra on.
Yeah,
and
she's like, what, 17, 18 maybe? And Rudy's other, he's got the binoculars. The kid's not even, they're oblivious. They're not, they don't want to look at that.
I'm surprised they got that set up there, right by that window. When
yeah, they got the binoculars right there. But
it's the kid's sister, though.
Yeah,
I think he'd go, stop looking at my sister.
Patrick. Yeah, it's his sister.
Yeah,
he doesn't care.
Nah,
so they start asking him some questions, what is it, what kills Dracula? He's got to know, all the ways to kill Dracula. How do you kill? I love how they say, what are the two ways to kill a werewolf? And he says,
silver bullets.
And they go, and what else? And he's like, I don't know, what else?
Yeah,
and
so he asked all of them what else.
And they didn't know.
And they're like, they had no idea. So
what is it? Car accident?
Yeah. That's funny that they didn't have the second answer, but they did. So I guess that makes him part of the group
there. Yeah, he's in the club. Yeah, because that's where he says, well, am I in or what? And little Phoebe, she shows up, and I love when she opens the door, she's trying to call Sean in for dinner, and when the door opens up, it says, no girls. And
yeah, girl, no girls, yeah.
And he says, Mom said you have to let me in your club. And, kid shows up, he goes in to go eat, and Mom's got a little present for him. Evidently, there was a rummage sale, I can't remember, or what, but there's an old house, in the neighborhood, old house nobody lives in.
Yeah.
And they found a book, and
Van
gave it to
Helsing.
Her, Abraham Van Helsing's diary, and Mom recognized it as a character from the stuff that her son likes, from the monster movies.
Right.
I love it. She's like, now he's the one in Godzilla?
Yeah.
Is he the one that fights Godzilla? I'd be like, Mom.
I love that later you see the Godzilla figure, that old big 12-inch one.
Mm-hmm.
My brother had that.
Yeah.
Well, he still has it.
Is that the Shogun Warrior one where the fish shoots off? Or?
I think so, yeah.
I had that as a kid, too. You pulled a little thing in the back, and the little tongue came out that looked like fire.
Yeah.
And for some inexplicable reason, you hit a button, and his fish shot off.
Yeah, I don't know. Just
no idea why.
Cool idea for a toy in the 80s.
That was 70s, 80s Shogun Warriors. I mean, these big, giant toys.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They were awesome. They were all cool. I only had the Godzilla one. Had wheels on the bottom. You could roll them.
They go for a mint now, man.
Something was about that big, I think. Really nice detail.
But the book, anyways. Yeah, it was all in German,
He's all
too.
Excited. He's like, this is awesome. This is in German. So...
Yeah.
It's pretty much worthless for right now.
Yep.
And where's the mom from? I know I've seen her in something before.
I have no idea. I can't. Yeah, there were a few people in here that were in other things in the 80s, but
I
couldn't
so
tell
many
you.
People.
Yeah.
He goes upstairs to talk to his dad, says, hey, I want to go see this movie. What was it? It's like something, whatever movie, I can't even remember. It was part 12.
Yeah, part 12, 12.
And dad tells him, we're going out tonight. You find out that mom and dad are having some marriage problems, and they're going to go see the counselor. He's a cop. She's a housewife.
Right.
And
they're arguing.
Yeah, he just says, you got to stay home with your sister.
He lights up right in front of the kid.
Yeah, he lights up his smoke.
The kid's having a nice conversation.
He's a cop. He's got to relieve stress.
Yeah.
And, So, he says, hey, I'll take you tomorrow. And the kid says, it'll be too late. All my friends will spoil it. And
oh, that's what I love too. Is he does watch the movie anyways because he's on his roof,
right?
With the binoculars, he's got a perfect view of the drive-in, the huge screen sitting on his roof,
and he's got the radio. You know, like when you go to the drive-in, you can tune your car radio.
Right,
and he's got his little boombox there. It's like
tuned to it. It was perfect.
I watch every movie like that.
That's awesome.
You don't even need the binoculars; you can see just fine.
I would be up on my roof with a blanket, that would have been awesome. Yeah, I love that, man.
But, this is like an idyllic neighborhood.
Oh yeah.
But Dad gets a call. His name's Dell, detective. And he gets a call that there's some guy down at the station saying he's a werewolf. He needs to be locked
just like,
up.
Just like every typical werewolf, mm-hmm. the original wolf man.
Lock me up.
You don't want to kill nobody.
Did you recognize that guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
Tell me again, but I did recognize him.
If you love Napoleon Dynamite, Uncle Rico.
Yeah, Uncle Rico.
Uncle
right.
Rico.
The football. Yeah, go for pass.
Wish I was back in 82. I dumped her. Uncle Rico.
Yeah.
That's but, him. He's the man claiming to be a werewolf. He actually does pick up an officer, throws him through a plate glass window, and another cop comes in and just unloads at least 3-4 shots into him.
Yep.
You know, chest shots, knocks him down. And, you know, we'll find he's taken away by a coroner later on.
Yeah.
And then there's another call that, what is it, the mummy's missing. There's a mummy, ancient mummy on display at the museum.
Right.
And he's missing.
Everything starts.
So they're grilling the security guard. The security guard at the museum. And I love his partner, the black cop. Mm-hmm. You know, he's always saying, you know, I'm a very good policeman.
I'm a very good policeman.
You know, I'm a very good policeman, you know.
he's the one, he doesn't believe anything that's going on. Of course, who would? But, I think the father starts believing, you know, I mean, because he's, you know, everything's
spooky
going around.
Going on.
But I love the scene when the mummy starts walking across the street,
too.
They don't show his face, but they just show him dragging his foot
real
down.
Real skinny and...
Really
and that's
cool
one thing
looking.
About the original mummy, even though I love it, you don't really get to see Boris Karloff dressed as that mummy.
Exactly.
And that initial scene when you see him and the eyes slowly open and he starts moving, that's the movie right there. Give him every accolade and award there is because that was just so cool. The makeup was cool. And then, you know, he plays, you know, the mummy character.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know.
Yeah,
but him wrapped up in those wrappings.
Yeah, you wish they showed more of the Universal Monsters.
Right.
A
the sequels
bit more
you get your fill,
the,
but
right.
it's just not the same without Boris, and it was just awesome.
No.
And so the mummy's kind of staggering down the street, out the middle of the street. The ambulance is going by from the coroner's office. And we assume it's got the guy from the Wolfman, the werewolf guy.
Yeah.
And we start to see, you know, things moving because it's a full moon. That's why he wanted to be locked up. And
I wonder where he's been all this time, though. I wonder if he has been causing chaos and everything.
Who knows, man? You know, unexplained deaths.
They do say that it's 100 years, to the date at midnight. So
I think in a way, like Dracula's sort of calling them all in. You know, he's got the power to call them all.
Yeah.
And I mean, when the werewolf's not the werewolf, he's a regular guy and he hates what he is and doesn't want to be that. Mm-hmm. But when he turns into the wolf man, he's out of control.
And I love when he's down at the pond area and he this is where you see all of the monsters
coming. Right. This is
like Dracula's bringing them all and they're all just standing at the pond.
And the change is cool, too. They show him in the ambulance changing. You see the hands, the feet. And he attacks the driver, kills him. And, you know, now he's in the swamp and the mummy's already there.
And it wasn't too cheesy. I mean, it was a pretty good effect.
Yeah,
For then, I mean, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anything beats American Werewolf in London.
No.
But that's some of the best practical movie effects.
Him changing into a werewolf didn't scare my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it still was a pretty good
transformation. Looking werewolf too. I mean, and the mummy is, but all these characters look fantastic.
They do.
I mean, that's the movie right there. And so they go to the swamp. That's where Frankenstein's casket had fallen into.
Yeah.
And I love it. The Gill Man pops out of the water, lifting it up.
Yeah, he just he's helping.
The Gill Man. If you haven't seen this movie, the Gill Man looks just. He's probably my favorite out of all of them. Him and the mummy.
Yeah.
Probably my favorites.
Mummy looks. The coolest, I think, but secondly is the Gill Man.
I love that.
And I mean, very, very good effects.
They're all fantastic. Dracula's probably like the least, you know, dynamic out of all of them, but the makeup effects.
Oh, yeah, it's a full bodysuit all the way through, and You don't. It's not like you see his arms and
no,
stuff.
No, I even looked like to see creases when they're moving in right. like a swamp thing or something.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice it. So
well, good. Yeah.
I was looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
So Dracula is going to bring the Frankenstein monster back to life.
Yes.
He's got a little cane that he keeps with him. Luckily, it's got like a couple of electrodes on it, and he hooks it up to the bolts yep. or whatever on Frankenstein.
Right.
Holds that cane up there, catches a bolt of lightning.
Lightning comes
right
down.
Through, wakes Frankenstein. Yeah. Right, Frankenstein monster up. Sorry.
It is. I am curious to how he had. I mean. Did he know later on in years that he would find Frankenstein and get the monsters together? I don't know.
Maybe
because
they had
those
adventures in the times that
because he did have his cane all decked out with what he needed to, you know.
He's been playing for a century.
Yeah, yeah. But that was definitely a cool scene.
Yeah. So he brings the Frankenstein monster. You know, just like the old one. You know, the hand goes up and nobody says he's alive.
But, I love when they're backing away from all the monsters and mm-hmm. Gilman's like his mouth is open and shut and they're all just moving and moving, like the director said, move around. As we back up off scene. You know, and then the
it's the first time we see them all together, all kind of it's just a dream come true. I mean, even in the Universal monsters, I never had a movie with all of those monsters in it. Never with all.
Isn't the closest we get is Abbott and Costello?
Yeah, I mean we just never had like the Mummy and the Gilman all, you know, in the mash
right.
too.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah, I don't think we had Gilman in any other.
Except for his.
Yeah. Movies. So right. you know.
And he was kind of even a later one. I mean, the classic ones were from the 30s and 40s and
right.
Creature from the Black Lagoon wasn't until the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Right on the.
We even have a theater here in Cleveland called the Capitol, and they're going to be showing Creature from the Black Lagoon, I think, in October in 3D, the original 3D.
Are they right?
A new print, and yeah.
Cool.
So, might have to call off work so I can go see it.
Must go see? Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd love to see it, because it was originally a 3D film, and I'd love to. So I've never seen it. I know the Blu-ray has 3D, but I don't have a 3D TV.
Huh.
So,
I didn't know that.
I'm not even
3D.
A big fan of 3D. Yeah, the original Creature from the Black Lagoon was in 3D.
Yeah.
And that's when they filmed it in real. They did film it in real 3D at that time.
Yeah.
You know, not the stupid little, you know, red and blue
Analith
glasses or whatever.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess back to the movie. We're back at Sean's house. You know, there's a storm out there.
Yeah.
And there's a little
parents
note.
Are fighting, and yeah, there's
yeah.
a note up on the wall. Yeah.
The note on the wall says, what did it say?
Interested in book,
Van Helsing.
Book. Yeah, interested in Van Helsing book.
Mr.
Yeah.
Alucard. All right. Alucard.
This is where he gets the. Don't ask me how he figures it out, but he's all of a sudden gets a pad and paper out. And
yeah, and she even wrote like a question mark school, like maybe someone from school.
So he's turning all these letters around, back and forth,
Alucard.
Trying to make it Alucard.
What does it spell, guys? Dracula.
He unscrambled it to spell Dracula. Smart kid.
Mm-hmm.
Monster Squad head. You
That's
know
right.
what I mean?
No,
so,
you can't be in a Monster Squad and be a fool.
Yeah.
Now, what's probably one of my favorite parts of the movie, and
it
comes after this,
is Little
Eugene goes and wakes his dad up and says, there's a monster in my closet.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, you're every kid says
no,
that.
In my room.
In my room.
You know.
Yeah, in my room. So the dad, he's going, and I love the kids wearing Robotech pajamas.
Yeah,
we all used to watch Robotech.
Robotech.
But
the father slams open the door and goes,
monsters! And I love, if you guys remember, My Pet Monster, it was like a big plush stuffed animal, big green nose.
Oh, yeah.
Had shackles on. They even made like a little hour-long movie, which was... I've never seen it again. I'm going to have to try to find it.
Huh.
But it was actually, I remember it being pretty good.
Yeah.
So I have to try to find God. I just remembered that.
I come on.
But
yeah, he's looking around the room and stuff. And your favorite
you
part
want
to, and my
yeah,
favorite
you want
part.
You want to bed. Get out of here.
Yeah. And then
what's wrong with you? And this
the
is
little kid
in the
points.
Closet.
He points to the closet.
In the closet, and Dad, you know, he opens the closet, but he doesn't look in the closet.
He goes,
my God!
And when he opens it up, there's the Mummy.
So the dad's sitting there, like, going, oh, you know, there's no monsters, what's it? You know, however he's reacting. Like, but yet the mummy's in the background.
And the kid's covering his eyes.
Yeah, he's scared to death because it's there, and the dad
never
shuts
looks
it.
In it. Shuts
doesn't
the
even,
door.
Doesn't even look in it.
And he's heading out and whatever, and then we see that the mummy kind of got out through the window. You see the wrappings pulling through the window.
Yeah.
And, so, like, the rest of the movie, Eugene's like, you know, mummy was in my closet. And it's just one of my. I hope that was in the trailer because that was just such a cool.
That was one of my favorite parts too. And I guess it's because the monsters are after the book. So Dracula's got them all out searching for this book.
Right. The book has a an incantation written in it. I forgot to mention it. And
for the amulet,
a virgin has to hold the amulet and read this incantation to open the portal. And that's what we're going to find out in the movie. That's the reason why they're after the book. Because Dracula can't take any chances. He's got to find the amulet, and he's got to find that book. Yes. If he's got possession of those things, then nobody can open that portal.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's what's funny, too, is they go looking for a virgin.
Yeah, that's coming up, too. And, so Sean calls, you know, he shoots out the Monster Squad signal, and all the kids come. And there's no Monster Squad signal. But they convene in the treehouse, and he's telling them, guys, you know, Dracula's in town. What is he says? I think the Wolfman's in town because he heard the call from his dad.
Yeah,
and then Eugene's like, "Mummy was in my closet." So
they're starting to put two and two together.
Yeah, they think, you know, at first the other kids don't even really believe him. He's like, "I'm telling you, there's monsters in this town."
Yeah,
and you know, he convinces them. You know, and I love how they do the old, you know,
hands in,
and even the dog. There's a little puppy, which I don't even know. When the dog does it, the dog puts his paw in there. Someone even says, "How does that dog get up here?"
No, I didn't. I didn't remember them saying that. That's awesome.
And
me and my kids did that too at the same exact time.
Oh, you did?
I go, put them in.
Did you get Nitro to do it too? Or your three-legged cat? There's a three-legged cat.
I got a three-legged cat, yeah. Shattered his hip. Now he's got three legs. But anyways. Yeah, but the
fastest thing you ever saw, though.
Yeah. Oh, he goes after the dog. The dog's I got a Great Dane, not a Great Dane, a Greyhound. And the cat just the dog will growl at him when he comes up to his spot. He'll just and the cat does not even care. He just walks right up to his spot.
Cats are like that.
Says the heck with you, I don't care. Bite me, destroy me.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 9 lives. I guess that's what he's thinking.
You're gonna do butt up another leg.
Exactly. But I guess they get, end up going to
the house.
Dracula's house.
He's got that old house.
Yeah,
I don't know how he knows, but he knows the amulet is in that house.
Right.
That's one of the kind of leaps of faith you gotta take in this week. I don't know how he knows it's there.
Right.
But he knows
We're
just gonna say he's been investigating for 100 years and he's narrowed it down.
There you go. I would think he'd know after all that.
See, he's there and he needs He's got the Frankenstein monster locked up in a room. And I was watching this with my daughter, and she said, "Oh, why has he got him locked up?"
Even my kids felt, they're like, "Oh, he's nice."
And out of all the old monsters, he's her favorite, the Frankenstein monster. My daughter loves Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always kind of, you know, stressed that to her. You know, he wasn't bad. You know, people treated him that way.
Right.
And, you know, treated him mean, and that's why he was like that.
It is.
And she understands that.
Exactly. Same with my kids. Mm-hmm. My daughter. Yeah, I mean, they empathize with him.
Right.
So.
And I think out of all the monsters, you know, he's probably the most sympathetic.
Yeah.
And
without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Poor guy, bring him back to life looking like that.
Exactly.
You know, I mean.
They don't give him no lotion.
Oh.
You know.
Unbelievable.
Gotta have lotion.
Yeah, I mean, his skin's green. I mean,
moisturize.
Get him out in the sun.
Right.
I don't know if that would turn it darker green or not. But,
right. I mean, so Dracula gives Frankenstein's monster the mandate, you have to go find the book. And if they don't give it to you, if the children don't give it to you willingly, you kill them.
Kill them.
And, you know, yeah, he says he will. And the kids, they know they've got that diary.
Yeah.
They know they need to know what it says, so
they know
they
it's
suck
German.
It up and they go, we got to go see Scary German Guy.
Yeah, because it's all in German and they got to figure out. So, yeah, they put two and two together.
Didn't
they say your sister knows some German or something like that?
Once they realize that they need a virgin... So they do meet up with the scary German guy. He kind of spooks them outside of his house.
Oh, yeah.
And then invites them in. He's giving them...
He invites them in for pie!
Like, this is something you'd never do now.
No.
You know, it goes against everything you teach your kids to do.
Yeah.
But...
Go to the old guy's house.
Right.
Take whatever he offers you to drink and eat.
Right. And the next scene, they show him with a knife and... All right.
Who wants another piece
of pie? Yeah. And, you know, fat kid. Yeah, I want one.
He's dead. And they're chowing it down.
Fat kid's dead.
Is he?
I always like to have some little tidbit for you guys, and I know that the guy that played Horace, he died in 1997. I read of pneumonia.
Oh, fat no kid's way.
Dead.
Oh.
That's it. That's all I got.
Sadness. Anyways, yeah.
But
yeah, they're trying to get as much information out of the German guy as possible.
Translating the diary.
Right.
And this is where they learn they need a virgin and the amulet,
yes.
And they need to read this passage, and here's what they learn they have to do.
And, they dissected that pretty darn quick with this German guy. So
in between this part,
mm-hmm.
There's a little scene of Sean's sister Phoebe sitting by a little pond, and this is the other little shot of the original Frankenstein movie, and a shadow kind of comes over, and you see the boots, Frankenstein's big boots.
And she looks up.
And that's like the part in the original Frankenstein, if you remember, where the little girl, I can't remember her name, forgive me, but she's playing, and she asks Frankenstein to play with her.
Helga,
maybe it was Helga or something. It was something like that. Yeah. And she's, you know, taking the little flowers and throwing them in the water, and, you know, unfortunately, Frankenstein picks her up and throws her in the water, the monster.
Yeah.
And accidentally kills her. I know he didn't.
Right.
But that doesn't happen in this.
No.
But, you know, we're going to find that those two are going to make friends, and that's what's going to turn the tide. Because the Frankenstein monster is going to come over to the side of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And probably my favorite part with the scary German guy is when he's showing the kids to the door. And one of the kids says, you know a lot about monsters, don't you? And he says, you know, as a matter of fact, I do. And when he closes the door... You see on his arm, concentration camp tattoo.
Exactly.
So that's
which kids wouldn't pick up on, but us adults would pick up on.
Right. If she had asked about it, I would have said something, but my daughter never said anything about it.
Right.
So, but that's definitely a little touching movie that I really liked a lot.
Yeah.
And so they've got to decide. You know, they realize that the anniversary, the 100-year anniversary, is tomorrow in the movie, the next day.
Midnight.
At midnight, and so they don't have much time. They've got to figure out how they're going to get the book. Well, they've got the book.
Yeah.
They've got to get that amulet. So they're going to start, you know, formulating a plan.
Yeah.
And they're going to start putting all the pieces together. They start, you know, making weapons. And,
And that's when I love the greaser kid.
Oh, yeah, Rudy.
He's making silver bullets.
He spent all day in shop.
In shop class.
All day shop class.
They were perfect silver bullets. He's dropping them on. I mean, it was perfect. It was... And they're making wooden stakes. And
he's using the sand belt. He's making the stakes. He's gonna steal Sean's mom's silver.
Yeah.
He's gonna make bullets.
Yeah.
And it really looks like he like did it like 1, 2, 3. Like
it was no problem.
I mean, shop's got like bullet molds.
They evidently did because
So that's coming up.
You know what? Back then, who knows? I mean,
I took shop. They didn't do that.
Who knows?
Bippity bop, let's clean up the shot.
And that's when little Phoebe brings in
Frankenstein. Yeah, they all head back to the treehouse.
I don't know what she says. Like, I got a friend, or she just says,
"Look what I, you know." So like, "Look what I got."
And Frankie kind of Frankenstein
comes.
They
just look up and they can't. They freak out. They all run away. I love how fat kid just tries to hide in the garbage can.
They're all hiding and not running and far away and hiding. They're just going like 10 feet away, like behind a brick wall.
When Phoebe swore at him? Don't be chicken shit.
Every time they swore, my kids are like, oh my God.
Yeah, because my wife's sitting there too when that part comes on and she's, because she knows she's 5. And it's just like, yo.
Hey, you know what?
This poor little girl's got to hang around with all these boys.
Listen here, I grew up. At the age of my kids and stuff like that. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I don't know. But I remember sitting down as a little 5, 6-year-old kid watching Jason Voorhees throw bodies, hatchets, throwing them through the glass.
You know who died? Betsy Palmer. Jason's mom.
That's right.
The news broke like last night, guys.
Right. It's all over Facebook. I saw that.
Yeah, Betsy Palmer.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
You know, all the horror sites got it up, man. Got a picture going.
I was
going
to say something at the end, but since you brought it up.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. Yeah. But, and I like when, once they all do come out and Frankie pushes the kid, like because he don't know his own strength, he just...
Right. But they take him up to the clubhouse.
Yeah. Frankenstein goes right up in the clubhouse. Right. So he was able to fit right up there and walked up there fine and stuff. You think his shoes would have clapped and he, you know, but he made it up there.
Oh, and it's
and it is cool how he sits there. Another cute thing is the when costume? She's always, well, she's always holding his big finger, you know, his hand.
Oh, yeah, because his hand is huge.
Yeah, there. And little Phoebe's just a little tiny girl.
She's just holding his finger.
Yeah, like, you know.
And you can tell he just loves to walk with her. You know, she's his little friend.
Yes.
But that's what she does. You know, she doesn't judge him for how he looks.
Right.
And, you know, he's
that, awesome.
She gives him that affection and friendship that he'd always wanted.
Yes.
You know, instead of judging him, being afraid of him because of the way he looks.
I want a Frankenstein.
Absolutely.
You know, I'd love to have a friend to just...
Then they show him the costume. He opens it up. It's one of those old costumes like we used to have.
Yeah, the big square box with the clear top where you open it up and it's a mask.
Plastic costume and the mask with the rubber band. And it's a Frankenstein costume. And he looks at the face and he gets upset, you know, because he sees it's his face. He's like, you know, scary.
Scary.
You know, but...
But he finds out, he knows the kids aren't
scared of him. Right, they're not judging him. They're not judging him.
No judging.
Yep, so the plan's going to go in effect. They got till midnight. They have to find... So they're going to kind of split up.
You know, and that's the classic scene when they're all walking off into the sunset.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean,
it reminded me of E.T. when they were all walking, like, on Halloween.
Exactly. That's exactly what it looks like.
It reminded me of that scene.
Yeah.
And we're going to see Dracula. He's going through the house. And the house has got, like, cool secret passages. I think there's a...
what's the statue where they bring down the
arm? It's Teddy Roosevelt. I know it's a statue.
Teddy Roosevelt. And they bring down his arm and...
And the door opens up.
Yeah, just...
And that'll come into play later on in the most unbelievable thing, but... He's still looking for that amulet. He knows it's in the house, so they're down the lowest level.
And I'm thinking he senses the amulet because...
He must sense the power of it.
Yeah, because he's filling the wall, right. And pounds through the wall.
Yeah, he totally just bam and makes
there it
in with the big he's got like a hammer.
Yeah.
And he takes it and bashes a hole in the wall, and when he looks inside, he realizes that they've put all kinds of ward offs in there, you know, crosses, crucifix.
Yeah.
So he can't go in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the amulet's pretty much inaccessible to him right now.
So he can't get to it.
Right. But he knows where it is.
Yeah, at least.
Right. He's got it. But he can't get at it.
Yeah.
So the other kids are going to kind of split up a little bit. You know, some have to go find a virgin. And that's where we realize that Patrick, his sister, the one that Rudy's always spying on, and he was even taking pictures of her in the one part when they were up there.
Yeah.
There's part he's snapping photos of her changing.
Changing and all that, yeah.
And they got to try to reach out to her because evidently she took some German in school and she can maybe, you know, she doesn't have to understand what she's saying. She just has to be able to read this passage.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of us could do that. You could read it.
Yeah.
So they're doing that. We talked about Rudy making the spikes. They show that. And I love Eugene. Eugene's got his little Civil War cap on. And he's his letter. It's
call soldiers.
Dear Army guys.
Yeah, Army guys.
Yeah, please come help. We have monsters.
Yes. Eugene.
And he puts it in an envelope, and he's going to go mail it out. Now, granted, this happens tonight at midnight. Just keep that in mind. Don't
worry. So later, we'll talk, touch.
And I love how the one kid, Sean, he's wasting time.
We might as well just say it, because I don't want to get out of the way yet.
What?
That letter that he sends. Later on, when everything goes down, the army men all do show up.
Yeah.
Which is just hilarious as hell. That this letter.
Who's Eugene? Where's Eugene?
Where's the monsters, they say.
Where's Eugene?
They all came because
they got this letter.
Monsters. There were monsters. The military believed them.
It is the... Yeah, part of the end really gets me.
That was funny.
Because I love when the general goes, where's Eugene? Where are these monsters?
Where's the monsters?
Someone tell me what in the Sam Hill's going on around here. But they show up when everything's done.
Yes.
I mean, friggin' tank coming down.
Yeah, they were ready for the monsters.
They were ready for war. No declaration, no orders.
You know, a kid was able to summon the army. That's all we know. Great.
That's at the end, and I love that.
That was great. But yeah, they're all. We did jump ahead earlier. The next scene's
Sean's wasting time making cards that say the Monster Squad. He's cutting cards.
It's right. Like,
everyone else is working, making weapons, stealing bow and arrows.
You're making identity cards for their club.
You're making little cards for your club.
Yeah, they're the Monster Squad.
And this is this whole part that we're talking about. This is all like an '80s montage. And, you know, it's playing this little music, you know, the '80s montage music, right. And they're all, you know, getting ready. It's a good way to, you know, in like 2 minutes, kind of show a lot of stuff that's happened.
Exactly.
And so they're getting all stuff. Yeah, Rudy's made the bullets. Mom notices all the silver's gone, wonders what the heck. You never hear another thing about it.
Yeah.
And now we're back at the old house.
Where
Dracula has, because Wolfman has now, you know, returned to human form.
Yeah.
And wants no part of being a part of these plans.
Yeah.
He's tied to a chair, and Dracula's drugged him.
Sedated him, tied him up.
Till the full moon comes back out. Yeah. And then, I like how he opens up a closet that he has locked, and there's three, like, high school girls in there.
Yeah.
Dracula's always got to have, you know...
There's three concubines.
Right. This is America in the 1980s, and a vampire has to have choices. Right. So he's going to have three women. Right.
He's a polygamist.
Right, but then Uncle Rico finds out he doesn't take the medicine.
Uncle Rico.
He spits it out, whatever pills they give him. And he works his way out of the ropes and manages to get away.
Yes.
And then we're back.
So Dracula, let me just tell you, he's a very poor... What am I trying to say?
Yeah, he can't tie a knot.
He can't tie a knot. He can't keep somebody...
doesn't know how to make a person take pills.
Yeah, so whatever.
Nose, you make him swallow it. And,
so whatever.
And then we're back at the police station. And then there's my favorite cop again when he always says, he mentions that they found the coroner's car.
Right.
That, you know, looks like, you know, he'd been killed by something. And he's like, well, put out, you know, all... They mentioned the Hearst.
Yeah.
The Hearst driver and, you know, put on all points bulletin. And he's like, I already did. I'm a very good policeman.
And that's where he gets the boy's father. He gets a call from the werewolf.
Uncle Rico.
From
a phone booth. He had a quarter.
Yeah.
No, you don't need a quarter to call the police. And,
he's saying, hurry up, get me. I'm going to, you know.
Right. And he says he's after your son. And
yeah,
that's what gets him to start thinking. He's like, you know, he's going to kill your son.
Yeah, so this is when the father really gets into high gear and starts, you know.
And the change scene inside the phone booth is pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
He comes out, and I don't know where he keeps getting these white shirts, but because he always, you know, rips them.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Hulk. You know, when he would do that, how come those pants stay on? Wouldn't those pants just rip right off?
Just the lower part, but that's not the part that gets big. Everything else gets big, and he tears off the shirt.
His waist, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I was telling my son that last night.
I don't get into that stuff.
I said, how do you think he has gets new shoes every single
time? Who's that, Wolfman?
Yeah. I mean, his feet break through the shoes, too. So, you know, how much does his wardrobe cost per month? I mean, you know.
This is what happened in all of the movies.
You got to overlook that stuff.
Right. But I just love the whole mythology with all these monsters. You know? There's a little truth to almost all of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even, like, if we ever talk, like, strictly about some Frankenstein films, there was a great article in Scary Monsters magazine a few months back, and all about Mary Shelley and what was going on when she wrote the book, and, you know, all the things that were new in science that she incorporated into that. That's so awesome. And the vampire myths are great. The mummies.
Yeah, we'll have to just...
We could do a whole...
Dissect vampire movies. We could definitely...
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much cool stuff. Even when in a movie like this that's for fun, there's still a lot of cool stuff in these. And especially if you're fans of the old ones, this is the movie for you.
Without a doubt.
I always love this movie.
Yeah. I love the scene, too, where... what did we get to?
Oh, well, I know they're gonna recruit... I can't remember his sister's name, but I know they're going to recruit her. I know she's, like, talking to a boyfriend, and they coax her up into the treehouse.
Yeah, and they're trying to grill her.
They want to know if she's a virgin. And they're both embarrassed.
Yeah, they're scooting around a question.
Are you a virgin?
Are you a virgin?
And Rudy kind of has, like, what he thinks is a suave way of going about asking.
The greaser.
And she gets a little offended, and that's when he whips out the picture. Because he got the pictures developed that he's took.
Right.
And she's not, I don't think she's naked, but she's in a compromising position.
Yeah.
And he's threatening, I'm going to post these on the board at the photo mat if you don't tell us. yeah. you know, if you don't do this. So she claims to be a virgin. And she claims said, we just need you to hold this and read this.
Yes.
So, well, they don't have the amulet, but they tell her, you know, we need your help.
And yeah. So, but meanwhile, aren't the other kids going to the old
they're
house?
Yeah, they're going to, Fat Kid, Sean, and I think that's it. I don't know if I don't think Eugene's with them. Yeah, you know what? Eugene, Frankenstein, and their little dog, they're all together. Yeah. And they're going to the old house.
Yep.
Frankenstein's monsters led them there, and they need to get the amulet.
Yeah.
All right? And then they'll have all the pieces that they need.
So they're hoping they can go into the house and get the amulet, and Dracula won't be there, and nobody will be there.
And Fat Kid, he's trying to talk him out of it. You know, he's... That kid is totally based on Chunk in the Goonies.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That's Chunk. All he needs is... He needed to be the guy hooking up with Frankenstein. Kind of like Chunk and Sloth.
Yeah.
You know?
But it works out better with Phoebe. Yeah. Kind of cute way. So.
That's more of a shout-out to the old one.
But yeah, Goonies all the way.
He says, you know, maybe we don't have to be Monster Squad. Maybe we could be Math Squad and do math problems.
Yeah, that's what I love that part, too.
It's this part about getting killed I'm not crazy about.
That was awesome.
But you know what? You know, he follows along, he does his thing.
Yeah.
And then we get, you know, Dracula is in the house.
Yeah.
We know that. And he's going to...
He's got the front door.
He's got
the front door
wired to blast.
Dynamite.
Dracula evidently got his hands on a lot of dynamite.
Yeah, because...
that's going to come into
dynamite comes into play quite a bit here, yeah.
So he's going to blast the friggin' wall so that he can get at the amulet, you know, maybe blow away some of these crucifixes so he can get in there. And, you know, I like how different vampire movies play on that. Like, you know, you've got the Vampire Chronicles, Interview with the Vampire, where crucifixes don't bother them at all.
Right.
You know, you've got, like, Angel and Buffy the Vampire Slayer in the classic, you know, where crosses do...
In Twilight, they glimmer.
I don't think they even mention crucifixes in those movies. I saw a couple of them.
Everybody's own little take on them.
Yeah, I just go with, you know, crucifixes repel them. You know,
you gotta go with the classic.
Something's gotta repel them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's
all these movies that they changed all that up. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
anyways,
so,
Frankie walks...
They're going in the house.
Yeah, the kids are going in,
And, Dracula can hear, you know, Frankenstein's got them big heavy boots are like this thick.
Yes, he hears him come through the front door and evidently
he blasts.
Yeah, so Dracula must have known that Frankenstein went out and turned. Unless he was just trying to get the kids.
I'm really thinking Dracula don't even care about, you know.
He just heard noise and he blew it up, but Frankenstein was all
and
piled on
the
rubble.
Kind of collapses and some rubble on top of Frankenstein's monster. They try to get him out, but, you know, these little kids, they can't move this stuff. So, you know, they said, forget it. You know, we've got to go. We don't have time. You know, I mean, I think at this point in the movie, they don't maybe have a couple hours.
Yeah.
You know, they don't
it's getting close,
So,
all the other monsters start coming out after them. I think the werewolf shows up.
The classic part of the movie. Come on, it was in the trailer. It's the tagline. Wolfman comes out, starts attacking the kids, and he says, "Kick him in the nards."
Kick him in the nards.
Wolfman doesn't have nards. And Horace Fat Kid gives him a good kick right in the crotch and brings him down.
Wolfman has nards. Yeah,
Wolfman has nards.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
I mean,
post that picture up on Twitter.
That's probably the biggest like tagline in the movie.
Wolfman has nards.
That's the one that everybody seems to remember that digs this movie.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a monster, I guess, your tolerance for pain, but no, it balls are going to hurt a monster.
Nards is our weak spot. You know?
Yeah.
So they run into Dracula's brides, they run down another hall, they run into Dracula himself, run down another hall, there's Wolfman again, and he's ticked off.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that's when they still, the Hardy Boys they mentioned.
Well, right, because they're backing into the wall.
They're like, what's
that?
Like,
what are you doing? Yeah, Sean's just messing with the wall. He's like, what are you doing? Don't you read the Hardy Boys? These walls always have a secret lever or something. He just happens to think, okay.
Yeah.
But in this case, the wall doesn't open, the floor opens up and they fall down.
It was
there.
Different than how Dracula was going, and he was switching the wall. They actually fall through.
Right.
So,
like, what are the chances? You know, it's a kid's movie, and it's like, what are the chances? It's just fun.
Yep. Then they switch back to the diner. And,
I don't even know what they're doing there, because they don't have much time. So.
I think they're just showing the virgin and how she's, interacting with the greaser kid.
I guess. You can almost tell she kind of likes him a little, I think, but, you know, he's
could
still
be,
too young.
Could be,
but, the kids are, like, in a dungeon in the... And there's a skeleton. I'm pretty sure that this movie's not cursed. It's not a real skeleton.
Right.
I still think that was true about Poltergeist, though. I'll tell you, last week, that was real skeletons.
Well, we'll stick with that.
All that's what I read.
This is going to come up to one
prove
of my another one of my favorite scenes too, though. But first of all, they get up and they're looking and he sees the glowing in the room where that Dracula punched a hole into the wall.
Right.
So he sees that the amulet's in there, so he figures out and he goes in,
grabs the
amulet.
His hands on it.
Yeah. So he takes it out, but this is one of my favorite parts is when he comes out and Dracula's there.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they stop him from grabbing the amulet and grabbing them? A piece of pizza with garlic on it, and he smashes it.
He's got it wrapped up in foil.
Yeah,
he takes it.
He burns his face because it's garlic on a pizza.
That fat kid,
fast thinking. Oh, I mean,
almost forgot about that part. That's
to
true.
To come up with that scene is just the
I
best.
Know the guy that Fred he wrote and directed. I mean, it's just.
And he's Dracula sitting there, and you can see all the blood. Oh my god, I'm burned from this pizza. Oh, what do I do?
But yeah, the kids make it out of the house, you know, without Frankenstein.
The German guy comes up in his big old German.
Yeah, he's got like a big
Jeep thing.
Like a World War II Jeep, and he's got
German
with him. The other kids come up on their bikes with the.
This is what Germans drive when I'm in concentration camp. Yes, I mean, it was typical. I mean, crazy.
So they all kind of meet up.
Yeah.
Patrick's sister, Phoebe, they've got the amulet, they've got the diary,
yeah,
and they got to figure out, where are we going to do this at?
Everything's coming together, and they figure out center of town.
Yeah, someplace old, a church.
Church.
Yeah, yeah. And he says, yeah, that's right, all these monsters, I hate all that religious crap.
Yeah, that's
all
that
religious stuff.
Yeah. The holy water.
Right, so, you know, Dad got the message that,
like the verbs.
Know,
I know someone. My uncle. We can get vats of
holy
water.
They're on their way to town.
And his dad's
running out because he got that call from Wolfman that they're after his kid.
He's telling the other cop to get in a car.
He's going to head to the house.
Okay.
Dracula knows where this kid lives.
Right.
And before that, they're driving down the road, and one of the best, I said there were two good monster death scenes.
Yeah.
The mummy's right in the middle of the road.
And instead of just running him over, they kind of swerve
around him, and he grabs onto the back.
And he's just hanging on.
And
that's
a great part, because you get some good close-up shots of him, and
you
really appreciate the makeup. And the dog is what, he starts pulling at the wrappings.
Yes.
And Rudy gets at it because he stole a bow and arrow.
Yes.
Wrapped the wrappings around an arrow and
shoots him into a tree, or
a telephone pole, if you remember. And the wrappings just start. Blah, 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 blah.
Starts unrolling.
And as it, it was a tree. And I remember. And as it unwraps, you just see all the dust. Like, he's just
disintegrating. Yeah.
And all that's left in the end is just a skull in the middle of the road.
And they show it just slide around.
And it's so cool. It's just all the rest. Blah, 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 blah.
Very cool scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I love that scene too.
Dracula shows up at Sean's house with a stick of dynamite, lights that sucker up, throws it in a treehouse, kaboom!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think he thought that, they were in there. I don't think he cared.
Yeah, who knows? He's just going dynamite crazy.
Right,
he throws it in there.
Right. You know, screw up my house, I'm screwing up your house. And then he shows up. Yeah, and when he shows up, he drives his hearse right up through the yard, through the fence. He goes in the back, grabs in. It's not just a stick. It's like, how they always have like 3-4 sticks wrapped together.
Yeah.
And he blows it to smithereens.
That is kind of hilarious.
Smithereens.
Smithereens.
Nobody ever says
he blows it to smithereens.
And then Dad and his partner show up. And there's Dracula. He's got another stick of dynamite.
And he lights that and throws it under their car.
Yep.
Blows up his partner.
He got out right away. Freeze, stop. But his partner doesn't make it out of the car. And a very good policeman goes boom.
Yeah.
And
not lost because he was a big character. But he shoots him a few times and he's like,
Oh, well, bullets are just right.
Yeah.
They don't even show marks.
No, and they're not so.
Does he turn into a bat again and get away?
He does. Yep. His wife comes out, he's like, she's like, mm-hmm. What's going on, and she sees him turn into the bat and the bat flies away.
Right. And
he's got all that makeup.
They got like a little radio. Don't they have like a radio? And he ends up getting a hold of Sean that way.
Yeah, he runs in the house.
Right.
He's going, Sean, Sean, Sean. And mm-hmm. he does pick up the walkie-talkie. And he goes, Sean, where are you?
And he goes,
hey, we're at the church or the center of town. We're headed to town.
And so Dad's going to meet them out there. And yeah, everybody's heading out to town.
Yep.
But see, all the monsters are starting to congregate in there.
Yes.
They get to the church and realize it's locked.
Yep.
They can't get inside, so they're going to have to do it like here on the curb. And so they got to get, all the other monsters. I know the brides are coming in.
Yes,
they've got Frank.
They're actually the first ones coming at the kids.
Right. And I love little Phoebe. She's got the binoculars. You guys. classic. I love it.
Yep.
And so
all the while this is happening, the virgin,
right.
His sister,
she's holding the amulet,
is trying to say the incantation.
It's
hard for her to say the words.
Well, everyone's yelling at her. You gotta do it faster.
Yeah.
Scary German guy. He's trying to help, and then I love Rudy. Pops a smoke in his mouth. Gets his arrow. He's gonna take out these brides, and I think he does get one. He bags one real easy.
Yep.
And then
goes after the brides.
The other one, I don't think he gets it as soon, right? Because she gets a hold of him, don't she?
She grabs a hold of him, and I'm not sure what happens to.
I can't remember. you watch a movie 24 hours ago, and then you go to work for 12 hours, and you forget.
But his dad's coming through the
right. Right, Dracula shows up, the bat, and Dad's trying to pop caps off at the bat as it's flying.
Yeah.
And I know...
He does shoot him,
mm-hmm.
and he veers off and goes through a glass window above one of the stores or warehouses or something.
It's like a sporting goods store. So Dad's chasing... Yeah, it's a sporting goods store, and I remember that. And Dad chases him up the stairs, and Dracula's up there, and...
That's another...
Dracula's
laying on the ground all like...
Right, because he's in bat form, because I guess he did get tagged.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool, he's like half bat, half man. That's
kind of a cool scene too, yeah.
And he's going to blow him up with a stick of dynamite, and then the Wolfman shows up.
Yeah, and one of your other really great scenes.
Yeah, and it's not 100% of a death scene. I've never seen a werewolf actually do this before.
No.
But after a little bit of a fight,
mm-hmm.
Dad takes the stick of dynamite, sticks it in the Wolfman's trousers, pushes him out the glass window in midair.
Midair blows up.
Blows up into pieces.
Wolfman everywhere.
But then he later...
Yeah, I never knew this about Wolfman.
Werewolves could do this. All the pieces start kind of coming back together.
His legs and body parts off.
Yeah, somebody come and tell me where that's been done before. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
But it's an awesome scene when they show him laying all over the alley.
Yeah.
All in pieces.
Acid reflux.
Pepsi. and it just comes back together. Yeah. And we know that... Patrick's sister, she reads the incantation. They're telling her, you must have did something
wrong.
It's not working.
And, you're not virgin.
And well, because he says, are you a virgin? And she mentions, this guy named Steve. She's like, but he doesn't count.
He doesn't count.
I mean,
she thought,
typical blonde chick. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And
I take that back. It never happened.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, crazy. So they have to start figuring out.
Yeah, because she reads the incantation, they're all happy, they think it worked, and then nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all the monsters are coming up. Wolfman's coming back together.
Yeah.
And they've got to find another virgin.
Yeah.
And then they get the idea. Phoebe, little five-year-old.
She's sitting in the little Jeep right there with her
right,
eyes
not doing anything being with Eugene and the dog,
and the German guy figures that out. Doesn't he?
Yeah. I think maybe Patrick does.
Maybe. Yeah, okay.
Wolfman's back. He regenerates in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, that's just amazing.
The rest of the cops are showing up, and he pops a few caps in them, but they're not silver bullets.
No.
And so they all kind of run after him. There's a little melee where they're fighting.
Little fight scene
and,
with the werewolf.
Rudy, there's a cop that gets knocked out right by him. He grabs the cop's gun and puts the one silver bullet he was able to make.
Yeah, he loads it.
Aims it right in there and gets that chest shot.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter where you shoot him. As long as you shoot him with the silver bullet, you kill the werewolf. And I love how Uncle Rico, looks at him because he turned back into human form immediately and said, thank you.
Yeah, he's glad to be rid of the
And curse. I think one of the manholes blow up and
Gilman comes climbing out. Yeah.
And it's Fat Kid. And he's got, I think, one of the cop's shotguns.
And he's trying to run into the store, yeah, and that's like where we see...
I don't know, joke store, novelist magazine store, something.
Yeah.
And AJ, the bully, puts Harvey's in there.
Don't ask me how they're in there after it's been closed and locked up. But
it's like midnight.
They're just in that store.
I didn't even think about that. It's midnight. They're in the store.
So they must have, like, hid in there until the closing
time. Maybe it's an all-night novelty store.
Or they stayed in there until closing and hid, and they... reading magazines and books and stuff overnight. Kids do the funniest things.
Yeah, they stay in bookstores and just read.
But quiet. But the fat kids hitting on the glass, wouldn't let them in.
So yeah, fat kid, man, he just kaboom.
And you know what? That was the easiest death of the
hall. Yeah, that's the easiest.
All you needed to do to go, man, was shoot him.
Yeah, I mean, he's got no special powers or anything. Just
strength, I guess. And,
but yeah, you know, I mean, fat kid was, you know, Horace. He was scared the whole movie, and you know, he did what he had to do. He manned up.
So Jason Hervey, like, keep
yeah, they
that.
Come out like they that was out. Awesome.
That was awesome, yeah.
Right.
And so, what does he say? Do you remember or no?
I can't remember. Okay. If he said anything slick.
But he did. It was a something slick. And
I love this movie, but it's not one I know by heart.
Loads up the shotgun and walks away. You know, he's like, he doesn't need the bully's approval kind of thing.
So Dracula has showed up again.
Yeah.
German guy, who I don't know if he even has a name in this movie, scary German guy, and Phoebe, she's got the little amulet, she's got it in her hand, and he's trying to get her to read the incantation. He shows up, he blasts, he's got like electricity like the Emperor from Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
He blasts the scary German guy down, and he picks up that poor little girl with you know, I he's not really picking her up this way,
right.
Like by the cheeks.
Yeah, it looks like he's grabbing her by the throat and lifting her straight up. You know,
and he calls her a bitch, and he calls her a nasty name, and then flashes the fangs at him.
Yeah,
and he's flashing the fangs, and then Frankenstein's back. Remember we left him? He was all buried,
so he wasn't dead. And
I love how they taught him words.
I go, he wasn't dead.
Remember they taught him words like bogus. They're like, bogus,
bogus,
and that's what he says to him. You're like. Bogus.
And throws him
and he lands like it's a, like a wrought iron fence around the church.
Black wrought iron fence,
it like spikes through him.
Yeah.
Which won't kill him because it's not wood.
But it's at least disabled him for the meantime. Give the girl, little Phoebe, time to read the incantation.
And I love she's holding his little finger.
Yeah, holding Frankenstein's finger, you know, to the end of the movie.
Yeah, he's protecting her while she reads the incantation. Or the German guy, he's saying it and she's reciting it. And the amulet starts changing color. I think they just throw it in the air and the big vortex that we saw at the beginning opens up. And everything starts getting sucked in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge, like... There's so much debris.
Oh yeah,
like in Poltergeist when all the stuff in the
same thing.
All kinds of debris.
Bringing it all.
Dracula's loosened himself from the wrought iron fence that he's on. He goes after Dad.
Yep.
And Sean jumps on him, takes him, and they're sliding across the street.
Yeah,
fighting.
That's kind of cool.
And he manages to get his hands. Sean manages to get his hands on some wood spike, and
right through him. Yep.
And even, you know, even though he's going to kill him, even before he can go in the vortex, Dr. Van Helsing manages to come through the vortex, grab Dracula.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. Yeah. Van Helsing just, like, comes out of the sky, vortex
and pulls him.
Grabs him and pulls him.
And gives him the thumbs up.
Gives him the thumbs up,
And then, you know, the sad part is Frankenstein's monster. And, you know, he's going to get sucked in too, because that's what it is. All the monsters have to go.
He's trying to hold on, but...
Eugene's holding on to the dog's tail. He's on that tree. He's holding on to the dog's tail. But, yeah, Phoebe, the little girl, she's trying to keep him, saying, I want you to stay. And you know, Frankenstein's monster knows he has to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, he finally lets go. And
Big, giant German car goes in, too.
Oh, the big Jeep.
Oh, yeah, I bet you that German guy has got no way to get to his stores now.
Frankie will be able to drive in style.
Yeah.
And she throws her little stuffed animal that she's always carrying.
That was very cute.
And, you know, he's got it, and he kind of flips head over.
Flying into the vortex, she throws the doll, and he catches it.
Goes
right in.
And the vortex closes up, and evil has been defeated.
Yes.
And then the part we were talking about before is with the big tank coming down the street, soldiers marching, and you know, where's Eugene? Where are these monsters? What in the Sam Hill's going on? And
how a letter from a kid can summon the whole army. The whole army, you're right?
Yeah, yeah, pardon me. A little spittle.
I'll tell you. Anyways, yeah.
And the kid's just going up and going, you know, we took care of it. We're the monster squad.
Yeah, that's where he gives him his card.
Yeah, okay,
he
knows, okay.
We're you the only monster need one. Squad. Well, he's going to be able to pass them out to whoever needs help.
I guess, yeah, it's like Ghostbusters, you know? Yeah. And I love the tagline I remember it was on the video box, I think. You know who to call when you have ghosts, but who do you call when you have monsters?
I would love a remake of this.
They were supposed to be one.
Not a remake. I'm sorry, not a remake, but a sequel to this, where the Monster Squad has to take care of Jason.
Oh,
Freddy, you know
they'll never make it.
No, I know. Pinhead.
As soon as you got Pinhead, you're done.
I mean, yeah, he's whatever. I'll take you to hell. You know, oh my
your
god,
your box.
but they figure out how the kids to win. I mean, you make a comedy horror kind of thing going, but
there was talk of a remake. I mean, back like a few years ago, but I think it's like officially dead. But I mean, this was like a cult. Classic. It's got its fans, and it wasn't even on DVD for the longest time. And you know, there was a lot of internet, you know, movement to get it going.
Yeah.
And they finally put out a nice, you know, like 20th anniversary DVD, and then it's been on Blu-ray since. And
I still think a great movie to watch with your kids, as long as you told them about, you know,
a little bit of
swear words and language and stuff. You know,
they hear worse.
Hey,
you know,
kids got to be told what's just, right and wrong, no matter how young and.
Right.
Not that you're going to expose them to very, very graphic, but the little bits of stuff, like, you know, that you can get by with.
You know what I think? This film, I believe, I'm pretty sure it was PG-13, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. It might have been.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be.
But, I mean, you know, like, anybody would probably let their kid watch The Goonies, and there's just as much cursing in that film
as
in this one, I think. And, and my kids have watched that, too, so... But, you know, anytime my wife or my mom says, like when I told my mom that, you know, my daughter watched Poltergeist with me, she threw this big stink. And I said,
really?
First of all, it's practically a Spielberg movie.
Okay.
Second of all, it's rated PG. And third of all, you didn't have no problem with me watching it when I was 5, 6 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I think I don't think that was the show.
I think I was
7. Okay, a little bit older than my daughter, but, you guys, she just popped me in the front. If it wasn't for Superhost, I wouldn't have saw these movies. And, she just popped me in front of the TV.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Nobody had
any qualms about warping my mind.
No, I mean, I saw every horror movie when I was a kid possible. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. I took it okay. I mean, that's for sure. I mean,
yeah, I'm not waking up with nightmares or anything. I'm okay.
You know, come to think of it, you know. Nah,
but it's a cool movie. It's got
awesome
its fans.
Movie. Awesome movie.
They've had little, I think, like reunions at screenings and stuff. So, I think it's come into a little bit more popularity now.
Yeah.
If it's something you haven't seen and you like the old monsters and you like stuff like Lost Boys or Goonies, those are the two movies I can really compare it to.
Give it a shot.
I think it's just as good as those. And I think it holds up pretty well. I think the effects and the makeup are really exceptional.
Yeah, I would categorize this... B-horror, but I wouldn't classify it cheesy horror, because it wasn't real cheesy. It was pretty good.
There's some good scares, and great effects.
Yeah, so
great
one,
effects.
Once
that's where the money went.
Give a look. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it wasn't popular upon release, as far as I don't ever remember it. I saw it at the video store and picked it up. You know, like every Saturday I'd go get a tape and you know, see what it was.
Man.
I swear that we rented some awful movies.
Oh yeah,
and,
that's how you found out about the good bad horror movies.
Right.
The ones that are so bad that they're good. You know,
I mean, joke that whenever they saw me coming, that they go get those movies that nobody ever rents and put them out there. You know, they can't rent them. And yeah, they didn't care how old you were. You know, you're renting these movies.
We got to come up with a list of those kind of movies that nobody's ever really maybe heard of.
I've seen plenty
that are just so bad.
Yeah, maybe that's something we could do on the website. Now we've got the website now. We post like our favorite movies, whether they're monster movies,
right?
Or not, just like what our favorite movies are,
and
some recommendations. That would be kind of cool too.
Yeah, I think we'll do that. Yeah,
we're not getting any big submissions yet, but we are doing our little drawing contest. We'll just let it go on for as long as it goes.
Oh yeah.
Our kids have kind of started the ball rolling, and.
Yep.
I think I submitted a picture of I don't know if you posted it, my little Jack Skellington.
Didn't post it yet, but if draw a horror picture,
get your kids
a monster picture,
some pictures.
You know, send it in. All you got to do is snap a picture with your phone and post it to the Facebook page.
And we'll have a little contest when we get enough submissions.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have a prize.
The inspiration for that is the TV monster host that I used to watch, Superhost. He used to do that, and I drew pictures. He used to show monster movies and Godzilla pictures, and you'd draw a picture, and he'd take a little time in the show to show all the pictures, you know, who drew what, where they came from. You know, Ted in Parma, Ohio drew this, age six or whatever. And that, I just liked it. It was such a kick to see your picture, you know, because he would go through and you'd see them all, and you'd go, oh, there's my picture.
We had Big Chuck and Little John, and the big thing with that was at the end of the show, they would go through a list of all the kids' birthdays.
Yeah,
they would sing happy birthday, you know, and through that song, they would show all the postings, how the kids are. And I think they had drawings with them and stuff.
They may have.
Pictures, at least, but... Mm-hmm. Well, just a really cool thing, memories that, you know, would love to do.
We're just trying to bring a little bit of that back, since there's not much of that anymore. That's, if I could get a job doing that, I would love it. So
send in.
Let's just have a little fun. You know, your kids are artistic, and if they like monsters, let them draw it. I don't care, you know.
Hey, you can draw a picture. Just let me know who drew it.
I drew one.
And, yeah, definitely.
I know, I joked, I said I was going to draw Geddy Lee versus Frankenstein's monster. So,
why not? You should have.
Shoot his base at him and... Yep, so, no idea for next week. We'll post it soon.
Yep. And we'll let you guys know on the website. And definitely check out the Little Monsters Movie Podcast.com. So, on that page, you're going to be able to get connected to iTunes, Twitter, YouTube, Google, everything. So, that's the place to be. Although, still like Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. So, very cool. And we'll post what the new movie will be, man.
All right.
And love it. So, cool.
See you next week.
Peace.